This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
DOCDALI. So I don't know about you guys, but I get a reminder or a little notification on my phone telling me how many hours I have spent on screen time that week. And I've been actually going down just because I've been so busy and I'm on my laptop or I'm on my computer. But it gives you a reminder, my iPhone does, on how many hours I've been on the phone for a week. Now, I'm at the age where I want to protect my eyes. I don't want to get any more farsighted than I am, where I'm needing reading glasses more and more. I don't, especially since I started out as being nearsighted. And I want to enjoy my kids while I still can and not all the BS on my phone. But time and time again, you hear people say we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to social media, we're addicted to being online, and it is worse than substance abuse. Now, studying dopamine, which, by the way, a book is going to be coming out with my co-author, C.J. Kalika, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. But studying dopamine and studying addiction and other things that relate to social media, it absolutely can be as addictive as substance uses and drugs and tobacco and nicotine and alcohol, because it does play on our brain. It plays on our reward centers. And there's also some very subliminal manipulation that we don't realize. But the problem is society now almost demands that we are able to access this. Look at what happened with the Maui fires. You know, they said, well, you know, we said there was some mention of a text or emergency broadcast system through the phones. Well, if the cell towers are down, you're not going to get it on the phones. You're going to need to require an AM radio or some other way to be able to hear either sirens or get the emergency broadcast system. And so society is almost now, like with our Amber Alerts, with our weather updates, with our news updates, everything comes on the phone. I don't hear a siren outside. Nobody knocks on my door. I don't get a phone call because I don't have a landline anymore, because I stopped spending money on that because it was all about my phone. So we live in a society right now where our phones are our main form of communication. I have a friend whose mother is older and doesn't have a cell phone, and she wants to text and she wants to be able to communicate with others, but you know, she doesn't have a cell phone, and it involves you paying for a cell phone, having a cell phone, carrying it around. It's almost like society now has shifted everybody to tech, which, tech wins. Tech probably planned this from the outset, got us hooked on these phones. Same thing with social media. Social media is now where people get their news. Now that there's so many different news stations, and some are right, some are left, some are overly biased, some I don't even know what the hell they're covering, the average person says, I'm just getting my news from Facebook or from Instagram or from Twitter. So if society is now expecting you to get your news from social media and find out, some individuals said they found out about the fires on social media because people in Maui couldn't call them. Well, then now we're hooked, and maybe not hooked from a addictive standpoint, but we're hooked because that's what society is now limiting us to. So, you know, I look at it as if you don't need your cell phone for communication and to look at the news, then you really don't need to be on it. I understand our games are on it. I understand our movies are on it. I'd rather we go out to the movies and help out the theaters and, you know, help out local economy. But try to look at what it is you use your cell phone for. And if you can, the key to any sort of dependency is, can you live without it? Me, I cannot live without a phone because that's how the media reaches out to me. That's how my contacts reach out to me. That's how work reaches out to me. But if we lost our phone, is there any other way somebody could reach out to you? Do you have an email? Do you have a landline? So look at what you're doing and see if, for some reason, if a cell tower went out or you lost your phone or somebody stole your phone, would you be able to survive or would you completely melt down going through withdrawal? And if you can't function without something, such as a phone, etc., you might be in trouble. Also, have a plan with your bosses or with your employees or coworkers and with your family members, saying, if I don't answer you back, maybe it's because I don't have a phone. Maybe it's because I'm out on a trip. Maybe it's because I'm on a boat. Maybe it's because I don't have cell service. What's your plan B? How else will you reach out to me? But do I think social media is a sickness? I think it's sick if that's our source of news, especially if it's biased and if it comes with so much commentary and opinion that we're not able to get our basic news. But if that's our only way out to the outside world, people are not going to give that up. And as we've seen, now we have even more social media platforms. We have what now? Threads, Snapchat, Instagram, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook. I think Facebook wanted to do a Meta virtual. In fact, when I play my Oculus, there people want to reach out to me and communicate with me. If I'm playing my Oculus, I don't want to talk to anybody. They even asked to videotape. Can we videotape you playing? No. Why would you want to videotape me playing? But right now, that's what tech is about because they get to sell. And yes, we are very vulnerable to the marketing ploy. But I don't care if you use social media. I don't care if you use your phone because I use my phone. What I care about is what if you can't access it, or what if you're in an emergency like we saw with Maui or a hurricane or an earthquake? What is your go-to? And if you've given up your landline, if you don't have AM radio, if you don't have another access to the outside world, I say we make sure we have that one. And that we make sure we are dependent on.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we really, really appreciate you guys for listening, so let's get to work. So do you guys remember, I think it was last month, there was an op-ed in the Boston Globe that suggested doctors wear body cams. And they felt, as with the argument that has been used for law enforcement, that if there was any bias or discrimination or harassment, it would affect doctors. Or the doctor could do it and maybe make them less likely to be harassing, racist, discriminatory, reportedly. Or it would capture the act on video so the patient could have an opportunity to complain. And it was very people received that kind of emotionally. It was not taken well by many, but the author was saying, this was, if I could see, Amanda Joy Calhoun, that black women have been more likely to die in childbirth than white women, regardless of socioeconomic status. Black children were more likely to be physically restrained. Black infants more likely to survive when cared for by black physicians, and that black patients live longer when they have access to black primary doctors. And she had said that she had witnessed racist behaviors towards black patients. And so, you know, if we do move towards a healthcare system where your doctor has a camera, what would that look like? And so I'm of the mindset that there should be absolutely no racism. There should be none of that. I am abhorred to think that anybody would treat another person differently based on their sex, gender, race, creed. That's not how we were trained. Okay, we're humans. We're humans. It's all about helping our fellow humans. We're not supposed to, at the very least, even hesitate based on somebody's political party, race, creed, whatever. So anything like this happening should never happen. But our body cams, the way around it, I say no. I think a doctor wearing a body camera is going to be an absolute disaster. Now, mind you, we already have videotaping. We already have a lot of videotaping going on. When you have your telemedicine consult, it's all on videotape. Now, are you actually undressing for the doctor? Is the doctor examining you? Are they doing well? Many patients are saying, you know what, this is video, so hell no. And we're like, absolutely, gotcha. The only thing is you do need a gynecological exam, or you do need someone to examine your prostate, so please go and see a doctor in person. But most telemedicine video consults are documented. Now, we let the patient know that the consult is going to be recorded, you know, for quality purposes. And so some individuals are like, I'm totally fine with that. Keep it, review it, I'm good. But when you are one-on-one with a medical provider, because you understand, when you're online, you know a hacker could be watching it. You know you don't have privacy. And you are okay with that at the risk of, you know, to the benefit of, I don't have to leave my house. I can do whatever, and I'll swap out that the pros and cons just so I can access somebody at home or at night on video. But when you are going to a doctor in person and you have burning when you pee, and the doctor asks, have you had any recent sexual activity? Okay? And you say yes, and they say, was it protected or unprotected? Well, now you look at the camera. And if you had unprotected sex, not with your spouse, but with somebody else, that's there on camera. Now, I don't think the average family law lawyer can access that. I don't even know where we are with that. But if, you know, there is questions of, you know, who gave who the STD, are those videos accessible, you know, for criminal prosecution? If you want, that person willingly had an STD, they knew so, they gave it to me, and that, you know, you can lose a lot of your privacy. My worry is you're not going to get the truth. You just won't get the, look, doctor, I really got to talk to you about this. Let's say somebody has gender dysphoria, and they see the medical provider with the camera, and they're like, I don't know if I'm ready for people to know or to talk about it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just here for my Z-Pak. Now, what if a doctor wants to talk to them about gun safety? You know, you have children, all right? Do you own a gun? Well, rather than them telling them, yeah, of course I own a gun, they might look at the camera and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think I want the government or anybody to know. And again, we don't know who would access. You know, you'd think nobody should access these cameras. But how many people say, nope, sorry. How I've always handled it is, I don't care whether you own a gun or not. I'm just going to tell everybody gun safety. So you have it. This way you don't have to feel like you have to disclose it to me, but I go, if you do have a gun, or if any of your family members do, keep in mind, kids, or cleaning lady, or whatever, might think it belongs in another place, or may play with it, or may look at it, or want to look down the barrel. You know, and so I just teach everybody so they don't have to feel like they have to disclose something they don't want to disclose. A big thing that I think is a concern with body cameras is if somebody can lose their job due to having a mental health diagnosis, they might not want to seek help for that mental health diagnosis because they feel they could then lose their job. Also, some people lash out. Some people may, be like, oh, I hate this blank thing, or I hate my spouse, or blah, blah, blah. But, when a physician is talking to you about things, or medical provider, or practitioner, PA, they want you to be open. And you might be having a bad day going, I really flippin' can't stand my so-and-so. And another thing that I don't think people are going to be very honest about is we always have to ask about suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. If we have somebody who's depressed or somebody who is suffering from, some severe challenges with their moods or mental health, we need to know that they're not a threat to themselves or a threat to others. And getting somebody to admit that, you know what? Sometimes I feel like I just want to flippin', beat the crap out of them or something else. They're not going to say that. They're videotaped. They're like, no, I'm fine. I love everybody. Do you ever feel like your kids just really get on your nerve or you just want to give them a whooping? They're not going to say anything. They're not going to admit it. They're on camera. And I'm not saying doctors are tricking. It's just we want to get a little better idea of what's going on at home. I had one patient, he was a police officer, really, really nice guy. And he said, look, I don't hit the kids, but when my kids spilled something in the car, I just started yelling and I went off. But since I started this one medication, I don't do that. The kids spilled something, I'm like, okay, and I just kind of giggled it off and we made a joke about mom and moved on. Well, thank God he was able to open up about that. So we could, because, again, you want to know that the relationships with the kids are not going to be anything that could be abusive. And that was really nice. And like I said, I don't really feel I didn't pick up any of that would be going on. Good guy. But these are the types of things we discuss. I don't care if you're coming in for a sore throat. There might be other issues. So your throat is sore. You don't look like you have strep or COVID. Have you been yelling? Yeah. In fact, I had a big, big fight with my spouse, and I was screaming. Why were you screaming? Well, he was coming towards me. They could be coming in for a simple sore throat, and you're getting other history. I think a camera would preclude that. And then another question we have is, who is watching the video footage? So if your medical provider is wearing it so they can't also have it to protect themselves from being accused of anything, now your prostate exam or gynecological exam or breast exam is on video. And I think a lot of individuals will say, I'm going to pass. So I don't know if that's the answer. I get there's calls for there to be people having responsibility or being videotaped and all that, but the last thing you want is a very scripted, hi, I'm Dr. Smith, here's your medicine, goodbye, just because they're being videotaped and watched. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 in and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Burning Man organizers announced that people attending may be able to start leaving Black Rock City this morning and that they would inform festival goers by 9 a.m. Pacific of their decision. Organizers asked that as Exodus begins, people still avoid Gate Road, which remained unusable due to the mud. The extremely muddy conditions at Burning Man, about an hour's drive north of Reno, had already trapped around 70,000 festival goers, or burners, as the cool kids call them. Pope Francis wrapped up his first-ever papal visit to Mongolia today by inaugurating a church-run homeless clinic and shelter, insisting that such initiatives aren't aimed at winning converts, but are simply exercises in Christian charity. It was the final event of a historic four-day visit. Be safe this Labor Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So health officials are reporting a positive case of locally acquired malaria. Now, this is in our capital area. We're not talking about Florida now. This is Maryland. The Maryland Department of Health said it confirmed and reported the malaria case. It said that the individual did not recently travel outside of the U.S. to another state, which would mean local mosquitoes could be carrying malaria. Maryland Department of Health Secretary Laura Herrera-Scott said the state hasn't seen a malaria case unrelated to travel in more than 40 years. Now, malaria was once common in the United States, including Maryland, but we have not seen a case that was not related to travel in over 40 years. We still have malaria cases in this country, but it was people who traveled overseas. They say we are taking this very seriously and will work with local and federal health officials to investigate this.
According to officials, malaria is a mosquito-borne disease caused by a parasite. 2,000 cases get reported per year in the U.S., but most were from those who traveled. In Maryland, the state usually sees about 200 cases a year, but not ones where I haven't gone anywhere. And you really don't pass malaria to other family members that easily. I don't really think you can. It's usually vectored by mosquitoes giving it to you when they feed. Remember I told you about that suck blow mechanism where for a mosquito to land on you and you not shoo it away while it's, you know, getting into your blood supply, it injects a local anesthetic that works fairly quickly. And then it'll feed and then leave. Well, to inject a local anesthetic, if it just landed on somebody and then now goes to another person, it very easily can they blow some of that blood from the other person into you when they inject the anesthetic. Symptoms include high fever, chills, body aches, diarrhea, vomiting, and it can happen up to a month after you were bit by a mosquito. So I'm a little nervous because it is mosquito season, and fever, chills, body aches, diarrhea, and vomiting. We're coming into the fall season soon. Oftentimes we see those. So just if you have been bit by a mosquito, you might want to talk to your medical provider, or if you do get sick in the coming days or weeks, ask the provider to maybe check you for malaria as well. The Department of Health states that despite the locally acquired case of malaria, the overall risk of getting the disease through an infected bug bite is still very low, thank God. It's just not something we really want to deal with right now. So, I am blown away by patients who are calling in telemedicine for some issue, but when I ask about their past medical history, they've had a partial colectomy for colon cancer, part of their colon removed, or they had another type of cancer. And I'm like, you're young. I don't say that to them, but I'm seeing more and more younger people. Well, JAMA Network Open published an article saying diagnoses of early onset cancers, including those under 50 years old, have spiked between 2010 and 2019. The fastest growing type of cancer is GI cancer. That rose 14.8%. We've spoken about that, colon cancer, colorectal cancer. But then cancer of the endocrine system, which could include thyroid, could include pancreatic, and breast cancer. Endocrine system cancers rose 8.69%, breast cancer 7.7%. Fox News reports that the GI cancer originates anywhere along the GI tract, so esophagus, small intestine, stomach, pancreas, colon, bile duct, gallbladder, liver, anus, rectum. But they say despite the GI cancer sharp increase, breast cancer still had the highest total number of cases among those 50 and under. So even though the GI cancer rose quicker, breast cancer still had the highest number. Now, the team of researchers was led by National University of Singapore, and they analyzed data from 17 national cancer registries from January 1, 2010 to December 31, 2019. And they said the researchers found that in the study period, the overall incidence of early onset cancers increased. They said the increase of early onset cancers is likely associated with increased incidence of obesity, as well as changes in environmental exposure, smoke, gasoline, sleep patterns, physical activity, microbiota, transient exposure, carcinogenic compounds. Early onset cancer is associated with substantial mortality and morbidity. So, you know, I am concerned. Tobacco, obesity, alcohol intake, sedentary lifestyles, not sleeping well. We are around a lot of radiation. I know a lot of people don't want to necessarily talk about that, and that could really frighten us. See, I'm still freaked out about that science fair project where those high schoolers, and I think Holland, had put a plant at different lengths from their Wi-Fi router, and the plants closer to it died. So I'm a little nervous about, you know, what we're exposed to that we might not know that we're being exposed to. I know LED lights are making people a little nervous, but I do agree that a lot of it is our choices and what we're doing. We have a much more obese population. Now, I barely was home. I didn't necessarily need anything more than renting a room whenever I didn't have a roommate for our apartment because I was never home. I worked. I was on campus. I was running around. Now, even in medical school, I worked. You know, so I was rarely home. Now, people are home all the time. And I understand the study data set came from 2010 to 2019. But we're driving more, we're using more computers, we're sitting for longer periods of time. Also, our food choices. I drive around the cities, and it's just fast food after fast food after fast food, and it's getting harder to find a grocery store. In fact, a grocery store near us, a couple of them closed down. Now, I can still go to a grocery store. There's still a couple near where I live. But when it's easier to find fast food than a grocery store, and now you have DoorDash and Uber Eats, and you could get whatever. You could even get IHOP, a breakfast delivered to your house. And that's kind of nice. I haven't done that. But that you don't even have to make your own home-cooked breakfast. You could get it from IHOP. And I, by the way, I'm sorry, IHOP, I think, has some of the best tasty pancakes. I'm a big IHOP fan. I never go because I have to watch my weight. But, you know, that whatever happened to a glass of orange juice, some bran, and maybe, you know, glass of milk for calcium or a lean protein. No. So we're really rethinking things. A lot of kids are, you know, maybe grabbing a protein bar or, you know, cereal in a bar. You know, it's I mean, I ate on the run. I ate fast food too as a kid, but I think there's not as a kid, but as a young adult. But there really is this fascination with fake food. And even though we're cutting back on our sodas and we're cutting back on smoking, we're vaping now. People have no problem putting the chemical into their body. Now, another thing that I think we need to investigate, not that I want to stir up anything, but we've been very, very pro-sunblock, you know, to help protect against skin cancer, which I support. But people tell me they lather themselves up every day. And when you look at the cosmetics we're putting on ourselves, I mean, we're in the shower, we put on, you know, that soap and body lotion or body wash or whatever. Then we're putting on our sunscreen, we're putting on, you know, I have to add my bioidentical hormones just because now, yeah, after my hysterectomy, I need hormones. Then I put on my foundation, or I put on my my body foundation before my makeup. And then, I mean, how many chemicals are we exposing ourselves to? And you wonder if that also has something to do with it. The other thing, too, is, you know, going potty used to be a part of life. People hide that. Like, no, it's not a choice. You need to make sure you go potty every day. I don't like the idea of just waiting every 3 days to do that. You really need to be more regular. And you got to eat more fiber. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, this made news, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it, but this was interesting. So a woman who was a retired lawyer was getting surgery, and from what we understand, it was either abdominal or gynecological surgery. And she was at a hospital, and I believe this is in the UK, at the Princess Grace Hospital, and they specialize in women's health. Well, when the, I believe the pre-op area was being populated by nurses and individuals, a a nurse who was transgender, I guess, walked into the room. Miss Steele asked for only biological women to give her intimate care. I believe they described the transgender nurse as having, blonde hair and, I guess, purple lipstick or whatever. I don't know. I don't really, bother with those. I don't really care about what lipstick color or anything like that. But it was somebody who she felt was obviously not a biological female. And because this was of a sensitive nature, she asked that only biological women be there. And she's, I guess, a retired attorney. The hospital cancels the surgery. She said she then went on to develop an abscess the days after the initial surgery was ditched. Then, when the abscess happened, another rescheduled operation couldn't be completed. So she made her request. This was October 6th after a transgender nurse not involved in her care entered the pre-op exam room. And she thinks she was targeted because of her gender-critical views. This was reported by the Telegraph. She said that the request was basically met with fury. The hospital provides services to the NHS, the National Health System, accused her of discriminating against the nurse. Now, later, they did apologize for breaching her privacy and dignity, and I think there was a petition to allow her to have her surgery done in a timely fashion. But this is a tough issue. A very, very tough spot that we're in. We've never really had to deal with this before. This is, but now, because there's many individuals that are, looking at things differently in terms of, look, if I don't want to be female, I don't want to be male, why do I have to dress as such, and why can't I, be who I want to be? But on the flip side, you have patients that are very, concerned about their privacy. And this, you think it's just a topic in school bathrooms and school locker rooms, so it's also involving the OR. I had a surgery that was about to be done, and a couple of the medical students that were older medical students, I used to know all the medical students really, really well, but these were two students who were a little older, and I was like, hey guys, good, look, I want you in on the surgery, it just, can you wait until after I'm already draped, because you're naked, you have catheters put in you, I didn't want my students to see that, and I told the surgeon, I go, I love these guys, I don't, they're both male, they could be in on the surgery, but please make sure I'm draped, I do not want to have to teach them having them see me naked. Totally was fine. We were able to, but what happens if you have somebody who you're uncomfortable with who is transgender? Now, a hospital can be sued either way. If a patient says, I don't want that nurse or I don't want that provider, and the hospital allows that their worker to be in a in an area where they're being discriminated against, the hospital can get sued. I think there was a black nurse who a patient said, I don't want her treating my child. My NICU, they had a child, I guess, in the neonatal unit. So they refused to have care performed by an experienced and amazing nurse based on her color, her skin color. And when the hospital removed the nurse to allow the family to have somebody that they were comfortable with, the hospital got in trouble. But the hospital was kind of in a position going, but wait a second, if I force the nurse to be with a racist family, that's putting her at risk also. And I don't know whatever happened with that. What's the answer? I would say you leave it up to the nurse. Let the nurse decide. But you have to then, as a hospital, document that, you are there to protect them and, whatever they want. If they don't want that family, maybe if the nurse was like, well, I want the family kicked out of the hospital because I don't want the hospital to be treating people who feel this way, then, again, then the hospital is at this crossroads of, am I going to get sued for kicking a patient out of a hospital, not treating them,
or am I going to get sued for keeping them? Having, you know, so it's not easy. So now, you know, with this, these precedents is starting to be set. Transgender nurse walks in. Patient's like, this is kind of gynecological or lower abdomen. Is it okay? Can I just have women in the room? Now they're being faced with, what do we do? And the interesting thing is I can't tell you how many times, and again, things have changed, where people said, when I was in training, I only want a woman doctor. So I delivered more babies than anybody else in my residency combined because my co-residents were all male. So they said, I don't want a male, I want a female. So people have said that in medicine all the time. I don't want a male, I don't want a female. What's changed is now a transgender female is female. So now in definition, according to hospitals and academia, so what does a hospital do? So that's interesting. So the hospital was basically caught between a rock and a hard place. And I don't know if we're ever going to figure out where to go on this. You know, I think everybody should have personal choice, but I'm also against any sort of racism or discrimination. But we have, you know, it's not an easy world. And, I mean, things, you know, would be simple if, I don't know. I don't know where we go with this. But that happened. Apparently she was able to get her surgery. I don't know if there's still any lawsuits going on. But they're going to have to, and I wish I had an answer for this, if, you know, I don't know, all sides agree on something or, but, you know, having, I mean, I'm very comfortable with the transgender community, but I understand there's many individuals who feel that there might be some that are taking advantage of the situation and may not be truly transgender. How do you determine that? What tests do we have? Somebody had suggested we do the erection test, which I disagree with, but they said, you know, if they are in a women's locker room and they get aroused, then they're out of the women's locker room. Cis, trans, doesn't matter. Well, but then what do you do with cis women that might be aroused by other women in a women's locker room? It's not an easy situation. I don't know where we go with this. I really don't. And it's, you know, from a medical and hospital standpoint, you know, the patients have been asking for, well, same thing with male doctors. I'm like, okay, you need to get your prostate checked. And they'll say, send me to a male urologist. Make sure they're male. So we would. I mean, that wasn't at the time considered. You know, people said, I want this, I want that. I've had individuals of different ethnicities say, if they're Vietnamese, I prefer that because they speak Vietnamese. You know, there's cult. So, not sure where this is going. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.